This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
I mean, I just think it makes absolute sense to trade Emmanuel Clase, provided that, because it's always the conditional of, well, if you get the offers. Guys, there's no way in hell you're not going to get the offers for him. I think the same thing probably applies to Kwan, who's got 2 years after this and has kind of intimated he's not taking a hometown discount.
He's definitely not taking a hometown discount. I feel like the thing they need to find out is, are they comfortable paying Kwan $100 to $125 million?
Yeah.
If they're comfortable with that, then you pay him. Like, this is the type of guy that you want to have around this roster. I think it's the type of guy that has not only delivered in many ways, like, he's worthy of the paycheck. It's just whether or not you're comfortable paying it. Because if you're not, then go ahead and trade him.
So there's a part of me that's not comfortable paying him. And a lot of it is he doesn't have power. That's a big part of this. But it's also, I know he's a Gold Glove left fielder. There's a few spots in the diamond where if you don't have traditional power hitters anyways, you need more power. Mm-hmm. So I don't know we can afford a truly tremendous leadoff hitter, great contact hitter, Gold Glove left fielder, when getting a guy who might be a 20 to 25 home run hitter in the corner might be the better way to build a ball club.
Yeah, and so that's a nice way to look at it. Like, do we want to prioritize what Stephen Kwan does versus what somebody else does when you're only able to give out, I mean, they've given out $200 million contracts in their entire existence as a franchise. If this is going to be the third, and this is going to be really at any given time, you can only have J-Ram's contract and really one other massive contract on the books. Is that the guy you want to go with?
And here's the thing. Like, Hosey's off year, he's still a four-war player. When I say that, what I mean is he's still going to give you 20-plus home runs. The defense is maybe not where it once was, but it's always been pretty consistently good. And he's a good contact hitter. In a down year, you're still going to get that. In a down year for Kwan, it's going to be what his second year was back in 2023.
Yeah.
Where, like, he wasn't the problem, but he was a good table setter, not a great table setter.
Yeah, no disagreements from me there. I think it should be open the same way. Like, I think Class A is all but gone. I think we can agree on that. I feel like when it comes to Santana, he's all but gone. I feel like there's a couple other guys in there. You know, you want to throw Lane Thomas in the mix, sure. But I think Kwan's going to come down to the price. And I just don't know that there's going to be the market for Kwan the way that people think that there's going to be.
Listen, with Class A, it is pick a pebble up, throw in a direction of any, and I do mean any competing team, almost any competing team, and you're going to hit a team willing to give you potentially two, maybe three top 100 or top 100-ish players. With Kwan, I think you might have a couple teams. I still think the Dodgers make an incredible amount of sense because Kwan in front of Mookie Betts and Otani would be insane. Can I give you a team that I think makes a lot more sense, but I don't know they still have the prospects you need?
Yeah.
Like Seattle. Not because I know he's a big Ichiro fan. They've got guys that I think are functional players. I think they could use a truly transcendent table setter, especially in what's been a more competitive than expected AL West.
That'll be interesting. I don't see them sacking up and making the move for that, but it's an interesting call.
Man, that dude just does. He's like the AL version of Preller.
Well, okay, so you're giving him a lot more credit than I ever have. I think about the Angels day with him.
I don't think he's a good GM. That's why I want to trade with him.
I go back to him when he was spending like a drunken sailor. He gave everybody a bunch of money and then dipped on Artie Moreno's dime.
Yeah. And also the Giants, not just because Kwan is from
because of the connection that Kwan has with the home. And then there is a place where he might even take a hometown discount.
And Buster Posey's a new GM.
Well, and so Buster Buster would be the type of GM that would look at Kwan and be like, that's the type of baseball player I love because it's the type of baseball player that existed when Buster was playing.
We're in a weird spot where I don't want to do anything that really kills your chances next year because this you might be able to swing the pendulum back for next year.
So that's the question, right? Are you gonna if you trade Kwan and Class A, you are then tanking any sort of competitiveness for next year, and you're doing it as J-Ram gets older and older with each passing season.
Well, the thing that I struggle with is with the way you're built, if we're talking about the Dodgers or if we're talking about the Yankees with Judge in front of you and Stanton when he's healthy, I think a guy like Kwan puts so many more W's on the board for you. If you don't have a guy to drive him home, if you don't have guys to drive him home, him setting the table does not impact wins and losses the way you need him to.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, if you traded Hosey, which you're not going to do, it doesn't make any sense. That's a made-up idea. It's dumb. But if you traded Hosey, you're not competing next year under any circumstances. Whereas I can see a world in which you would trade Kwan and trade Class A, and if you're getting guys who are close to major league ready, by the way, you spend a little bit of that Jimenez, Kwan, and Class A money on the offensive side of the ball, specifically in free agency, I could absolutely see you bouncing back. I don't feel that way about Hosey, and I probably don't feel that way about one of the young stars.
Well, that's why I'm fascinated to find out. Like, Castrovince was like, oh, it's two top 100 prospects in return for Class A. But if we're trading for two top 100 prospects that can hit, I don't know that I trust them to develop these guys. So, like, are they going to trade for two top 100 prospects? Or are they going to trade for two guys where they wave the white flag and say, all right, we can't develop guys. We're going to bring guys that can already hit at the big league level back in return.
And so it's not because I was actually doing this little exercise on MLB's prospect website. You need to trade for guys with elite traits, meaning if he is a contact hitter, 60, 65, 70 grade contact hitter. If he's a power hitter, 60, 65, 70 power.
Well, they got to be basically to the idea that you can, they'll hit at the next level no matter what you do with them.
Yes.
That's why I like DeLauder so much. DeLauder is guardian system proofed, whereas he's going to be able to hit, and he's going to be able to hit at an extremely high rate because he'd hit if he was playing for the Guardians or if he was playing for any other team in baseball.
Is it a hot take to say that if you trade Hosey, I think you just give Manzardo first base and let DeLauder DH? I know you still have to worry about David Fry. I'm not worried about David Fry. I just want
he
Chase
played one
DeLauder.
Good half season last year. I don't have to worry about David Fry.
I just want to put DeLauder in a spot where we just see the bat. I don't want to put him in right field, or maybe you put him in left field. It's a lower contact.
So that's
place.
The part that sucks about this conversation in some ways is that so DeLauder's going to come up and he's going to rake, and then people will point to that and be like, "Well, that's they're developing guys. They're getting this right." It's like, no, guys, you have to understand. DeLauder is one of the, we want more like DeLauder for a reason, but he's one of these guys that would be successful with anyone in any system. He is Guardians proofed, and those are the type of guys that the Guardians need to start accessing.
And the good news now, this is where the good news actually comes in. There are a couple teams, Chicago being one for Class A.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
That their top prospect, Owen Cassie, is like, this is another reason why maybe trading Kwan makes sense, because he could just plug and play the kid in left field and he's got 30 home run power. I also have a soft spot for lefties because I think progressive field is awesome for left-handed hitters.
Yeah.
But like, that's the kind of thing that I think.
It's funny, we had Zach Zabeman on last week. He did part of the Cubs radio network. And I was like, so how about Quase? You guys interested in that deal? And he was like, no, Palencia. Like, we got a guy. And it's like, oh, you work for the network. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, that's all that's happening here.
Or
you have to convince yourself you guys have something there. Okay.
Or he started to sniff glue. And yeah, those two things are both on the table.
It was very nice.
We don't know Zach personally, but, it's Chicago. Anything's on the table. Let's go ahead and get to the Peterlin Pass.
There's only one man with the knowledge to criticize and the power to let it slide. It's time for this week's Peterlin Pass.
All right, the Peterlin Pass this week is going to go to Patrick Mahomes and Tom Brady. They're going to get a collective Peterlin Pass. In today's day and age, all we concern ourselves with is who's the GOAT. In two sports, we do this. We don't do this in baseball as much, but in basketball, we do it with LeBron and MJ. And in football, we're doing it with Tom Brady. And the conversation a couple years on the horizon and has already started in some circles is, it Tom Brady or is it Patrick Mahomes? There's a lesson to be learned from LeBron and Michael Jordan about how to not do the GOAT battle. MJ historically awful to LeBron, as LeBron idolized him the entire time, going as far as to not only chase the ghost of MJ, but talking about growing up with MJ posters on his wall and jerseys that he wore. It is the clear-cut example of how not to have that relationship go down, where you have two fan bases in MJ and LeBron that just pit each other against each other. And part of the reason why is because MJ never, never got along with the idea that LeBron could sniff his jock strap. So I bring you this audio from Up and Adams. This is Kay Adams with Patrick Mahomes, and listen to the development for Tom Brady and Patrick Mahomes. Here we go.
I think there's always in the back of your mind, even from the beginning of my career. I mean, I've actually talked to Tom a good amount this offseason, and it's cool that he wants to give me advice. You know, he doesn't have to be like that. He's such a good dude, and I have so much respect for him, and I'll take any advice he gives me. He always talks about being yourself. He thinks that, which I truly believe too, is that guys can spot when you're not authentic and you're not putting in the work. I mean, that's something that he did every single day. That's why guys respected him so much, and that's all I'm going to do for the rest of my career, and I feel like I've done so far, as I'm always myself.
Segments of Online Nick absolutely hated this exchange. They want him to be LeBron and MJ. What I love the most about Tom Brady and Patrick Mahomes is they're not that, and I love that Mahomes, first off, is willing to accept anything that comes Tom Brady's way in an acknowledgement that he is the current GOAT, and then I love that Tom Brady is willing to offer up advice to the guy that might one day pass him.
Yeah, I gotta say, it just so tracks where we are with social media, specifically in 2025. Like, it's always been a vast hellscape, but it's really gotten to the point where just the more negative, the better. This is exactly how it should be. Like, I think the GOAT conversation has not been fun in the NBA for 15 years because it's been convoluted and people aren't genuine about it. Everybody takes shortcuts and obscures facts to go ahead and support their own side. Intrinsically, it's supposed to be a fun thing.
Right.
Like, and I know that sports talk is the biggest killer of this. I shouldn't even blame social media. It's sports talk hacks on Fox Sports and ESPN that kill this conversation. But I love that Mahomes and Brady both kind of embrace this in their own way. I think that's really good for the sport.
I think it's a great development. And I think it just, it'll let us years from now have an actual authentic conversation between the two sides. Whereas I feel like MJ versus LeBron at this point is just boiled down to who did you watch when you grew up.
So specific to what you said, there should always be a new GOAT. If there's a new GOAT, it's good for the league. It is. Like, guys, people have forgotten Kareem Abdul-Jabbar was the absolute GOAT. And before him, it was Oscar or it was Wilt. Before him, George Mikan and Bob Pettit. By the way, Bob Pettit was the Oscar era, though. But the point is, if we stop having new GOAT or, hey, that guy isn't as good as this, then the league fails. I don't think we're ever going to get there, but I think that's the, like, eventually people are going to forget about Tom Brady and we're going to go, because people have forgotten about Joe Montana in the conversation, who was the previous GOAT. People have forgotten about Jim Brown in that conversation. So it's never finite. It's never absolute. It's really more of a moving target. And I think allowing, understanding that there is pressure that goes with it, which Mahomes is owning there, but also not letting it own you completely, I think is just really smart.
I'd love to know who reached out to who. Was it Tom Brady saying, calling up Patrick Mahomes and saying, I got some tips for you? The last couple years maybe haven't gone the greatest from a statistical standpoint. You obviously had a lot of success in going to the Super Bowl, but it didn't go the way that you wanted from an on-field performance. I got some tips. I got some ideas. I've been there. Let me help you out. Or was it Mahomes saying, hey, I'm struggling right now. Tom Brady, you're one of the only people on planet Earth that know what I'm going through right now. Can you help me out?
I would imagine that it's Pat reaching out to Tom. Either way, you know me. I make fun of Tom Brady a lot because he doesn't have a real personality and he's a bit of a knob. I'm very impressed by this. This to me, like, there's a lot of fake class that people aspire or ascribe to athletes. This is a very classy thing, and if somebody that's immature and actually like I respect Tom Brady a little bit more after this.
It's why they get the pass, as the online world just wants him to be LeBron and MJ, who a couple years ago when they shook hands before the All-Star game was basically the only time the two of them had embraced each other in any sort of way in 25 years.
The Peterlin Pass.
Donovan Mitchell, Evan Mobley, and the Cavs' big challenge. That's coming up in 5 minutes right here on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam. Ooh,
tiny. Inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card, buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.